right, y'all. Get ready for another edition of News and Trends with your hosts, Dave and Lynn.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to another episode of News and Trends with Dave and Lynn. I'm your host, Leonard Young, CEO of National Black Guide, DelawareBlack.com, Black Media Specialist, and all around good guy. Got my partner over here, Dave Coker. How you doing, Dave?
I'm good. I'm Dave Coker with Dave Mark Inc. and promoter, proprietor of Dave Mark Inc., marketing specialist, everything that Leonard said, and all around gooder guy.
Okay, there it is.
Yeah, there it is. But I'm good, man. I can't complain. Here we are. We made it to another Friday, and it's that time. It's been a beautiful week so far. The weather's finally starting to cooperate with us. And and it's Good Friday. For those that understand, you know, this was the day that Jesus was, you know, crucified and buried. And so for a lot of people that are religious, it was a day that will live on in infamy, as they say. So it's you know, it's the day that he died for our sins, and going into the Easter weekend, which will be Sunday. Do you have any plans for Easter?
Probably not. So to be honest, I may or may not go to church. The only thing I can guarantee is I'm going to eat good on that Sunday. I don't know where it's coming from, but you know, it shall appear.
Okay. All right. I hear you.
What about you?
Probably just go to church and, you know, nothing. Easter is so different these days. You know, it's not like it used to be. You know, where your parents made you put that suit on.
Easter Sunday suit.
Easter Sunday, everybody coming clean as the Board of Health. You know, people don't do that a lot anymore, except at the big mega churches. I guess they still do it. You know, but you know, it is what it is. You know, but you know, we got to remember the reason for the season. So that's what it's all about. So, but, you know, other than that, I'm going to find something to eat too.
Okay.
So what are we going to talk about tonight, sir?
All right, Dave. So we're going to go ahead and kick this off. We're going to bring back some of our childhood memories, probably some of the happier memories, but you know, we're just going to talk about some of these and only cause, maybe you more than me, but you know, since we're old school now, you know, we're going to talk about some of these old school cartoons, which were the cartoons we kind of grew up with. So, you know, just kind of discussing some of our favorite cartoons, or seven favorite to be exact, our seven favorite cartoons growing up. And with that said, I'm going to let you kick it off, and maybe we go two and two, and then our final one.
Okay. All right. We can do that. I tell you, when we do these lists, I always start with my least to the top, you know, it's my favorite. So my number seven is Spider-Man. I used to love watching Spider-Man back in the day. You know, when I was coming up, it was on a regular basis. Spider-Man was always on, so I would always watch Spider-Man. And it was, you know, watching Peter Parker go through his various things. So having the song in the back of my mind now, you know, I ain't gonna sing it, but you know the song. So anyway, but that was Spider-Man. I always thought was a cool superhero because he was a kid, and you know, you can relate to him. Well, he was a young guy, you can relate to him. So, so Spider-Man definitely on my list. Were you a Spider-Man fan, by the way?
Yeah, you know, I was. He didn't make my top seven, but I did like that show. The Amazing Spider-Man. Yep.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Next one, Lionel, my boy Lionel and the
Jefferson.
Lionel
Jefferson?
No, not Jefferson. No, I love the Thundercats, man. Thundercats was you know, and I was an adult when the Thundercats was on, but I used to love to watch the Thundercats because I would make my kids watch it so I could watch it, you know.
Right,
you
right.
know, so but I love the Thundercats, and they always had these like messages in their cartoons, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, like little hidden messages and gems. One of the things I used to always love is when Lionel would pull out his sword and he would look into the sword to see, you know, it kind of gave him a vision of what was going on. And he would say, you know, Sword of Thunder, give me sight beyond sight so that I may be able to see the things that I need to see, something like that. And I was like, that's so deep. I like that, man. You know? So yeah, that was my show. And the characters were real, you know, they, you know, Panther was, you know, he was really cool. You know, it was just a good show, man. I like to see them bring that back. But the kids just don't pay attention to cartoons. They like all the silly cartoons now, man. You know,
or like
Peppa Pig and stuff like this. You know,
they like the cartoons that have the adult themes to it, where it's like,
you know, South Park and cartoons like that.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, that definitely was my boys there, Lionel and the Thundercats. Yes, yeah.
Gotcha. So,
what are yours?
So, of course, mine are in no order at all.
Of course, yeah.
But you know, I'm going to go with two of my favorite action ones that are probably more mainstream. So, He-Man, big He-Man fan. Big He-Man fan. Had the poster on my wall. Had the He-Man characters, Skeletor, you know. So Thundercats had what, the Puma, but He-Man had the Battle Cat. Is that right?
Yeah, they had the Battle Cat.
Okay, okay. Because yeah. When you started talking, I was like, man, am I getting my characters and stuff? But you know, big.
No, yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, so I mean, He-Man was one of them.
He-Man was cool because I had to sit there and watch that too. You know, that was another one. So He-Man was cool. Matter of fact, we had a replica of the castle.
Did you?
We had one. Yeah.
Are you speaking of Castle Grayskull?
Yes, definitely.
Okay,
yeah.
Just checking.
Yeah, we had a replica. Yeah, and of course we had the action figures, Skeletor and He-Man and all of those guys. Yeah.
And one of my other favorite characters, Two-Face. He was also one of the main characters.
Yeah.
And then my other one was big G.I. Joe fan. You know, I can't remember who was named. Duke. Was it Duke? Snake Eyes, Cobra, yeah, Snake Eyes, you know, yeah. The ninja person. I can't remember what his name was, but yeah, so those two. He-Man, G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe, huh? Okay, all right. Oh, see, fooling around with you always make me forget certain ones. So
Too bad. No honorable mentions.
I'm getting ready to insert one and take one off since you kind of switched my game up a little bit.
Okay.
So I'm okay. But I got to go with an old school one. My next one, number five, was the Jetsons. I love the Jetsons. I don't know why. And, you know, they always used to say which one you like best, the Jetsons or the Flintstones, you know. And a lot of people like the Flintstones. I like the Flintstones too, but the Jetsons were my boys because, you know, they deal with the futuristic stuff and all the, you know, the futuristic stuff on there. And I just thought George was hilarious, you know. So I did like the Jetsons. That was one of my favorite cartoons of all time was the Jetsons. So, did you watch the Jetsons, by the way?
Yeah, I did. Yep. So I definitely like
the Jetsons. Not the Jefferson. So. Not the Jefferson.
Yeah, now I get the Jetsons. Jetsons.
Okay.
Daughter Judy. Yeah. Jane, his wife.
Yeah, there you go. I like it. How they gonna call it and say Jane, his wife? You know,
right.
You know, like, yeah. Like he got a side piece somewhere. You got to make sure that Jane knows that's the wife over there, but the side piece is somewhere else. So, But yeah, Jetsons. And then my number four, my other one would be, this is the one that I substituted. You know, I had to stick this in there because I almost forgot about them. Because you make me forget about stuff when I'm doing these lists. The Transformers.
Oh, yeah.
Optimus Prime was the coolest guy on TV back then, man. You know, even in the movies that they've done, you know, your all eyes are on Optimus Prime, you know, because he had the voice, you know, he was just cool, calm. He didn't even have like the coolest features like some of the other Transformers did.
Right.
But he was just a man, you know. Optimus came on, you know, Starscream? That was his name, right? Starscream? Maybe.
What was that, the airplane? Was that one of the Decepticons?
Yeah, the Decepticons, yeah. You know, they be beating up on the Transformers, then Optimus show up and Optimus be tearing them up, man. Yep. You know, I said that was, you know, that's who I wanted to be, large and in charge. That's, you know, I guess you could call me Optimus Coker. So,
you know, oh, okay, so, Optimus Coker. I have to put it on your Facebook page, Optimus Coker.
Yeah, there you go. All right. So, but yeah, definitely gotta have the Transformers in my list. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. I also had the Transformers. Big Transformers fan too.
Oh, you had them on there. Oh, you okay? You try to get one past me? Okay. All right.
Yeah. No, I mean Transformers on my list. And you know, like the Transformers were really innovative because, Dave, I don't know if you ever got any Transformer toys and you just could not transform them.
Like, wait, hold on. Right. You got to remember there's a big difference between me and you. You probably had the toys for yourself. I bought toys for my kids.
Yeah, but what? Yeah,
I love the Transformer cartoons. I used to watch it with them. So
yeah,
yeah.
But I mean, you know, some of them Transformer toys were just hard to transform. But you know, I give them credit too because it's like some of them were very intricate, and I was like, damn, like. I mean, now as an adult, I'm like, damn, like who thinks to be that intricate to turn a gun, Megatron, into, you know, someone with arms and legs and a head? And,
yeah, I know.
Yeah, definitely very, very cool.
Well, you know, that was, I hate to say it, but, you know, that was all, you know.
The Chinese and Japan.
Yeah. You know, that's the way they think. That's why they kind of took over the world when it came to that anime and everything, you know, because they just took things to another level, you know, and that's what they did with those Transformers.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah.
Yep. So that's one of them. And then, so sticking on the action, I think after this, it kind of leaves from the action. I think it was called Justice League. And this is where they had all the DC superheroes. So it was like a series where they had like Aquaman, Superman, Batman, Robin, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern. And they all lived in some palace somewhere. But yeah, I used to love that show too. That, oh, damn. I just thought of another one. Yep. Okay. Somebody got to get switched out. But yeah. I like Justice League with all the DC people, which is crazy because, never mind, we want to go into the DC Marvel thing. But yeah, with all the DC people, that show was dope.
Well, the Justice League was dope. I used to watch all that. You know, you can still see a lot of those cartoons on YouTube and a lot of places. Because I thought that was pretty cool to have a collection of superheroes to hang out together and all that stuff. And so that's why when the movie came out a few years ago, I was so anxious to see how they did the movie, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But DC just don't know how to do the movies the way that Marvel knows how to do those movies, man.
And they're also like, they're so far behind the appeal that... I mean, like they really—they
don't even shoot them right. They don't even shoot those movies right, man. I mean, you know, I mean, because with the Superman movies, like, I like the guy, was Caviezel that played the Superman part. I like because he looked like Superman, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But for some reason, they just couldn't get the movie appeal together, you know? Like, they were decent movies, but they wasn't great movies, you know what I'm saying?
You understand why I think the other thing is, too? DC movies doesn't have humor. Like, Batman never cracks a joke. Superman don't crack no jokes. Aquaman don't be, you know, but it's like the Marvel movies are like Tony Stark's, or, you know, he cracking jokes. Black Panther, you know, he's cracking jokes. Yeah, like I just feel like Marvel's so serious. But anyway, another subject. DC is so serious.
I get it. Yeah.
So those are my two Transformers, okay. Justice League.
Okay. All right. My next one is an old school classic, Speed Racer.
That is old school.
I love Speed Racer, man. Speed Racer, that car, he was just cool, you know. He's another one of those Chinese or Asian cartoons, you know.
Get it straight.
Yeah, I figure I'd go politically correct and say Asian. I didn't know whether it was Japanese or Chinese, but but that was just a great cartoon, and it was pretty cool. And how they, you figure when you think of it now, all he was doing was driving a car, but he was getting into all kinds of stuff in that car, So definitely Speed Racer was really, really cool. Wait, hold on. What is you? Okay, I gotta keep track of my partner guys because they think he's up to something over here. He's getting a bite on something.
Probably not.
Anyway, so that was my number three. My number two is Bugs Bunny and the Looney Tunes guys.
You got that?
You wasn't a Bugs Bunny fan?
Not like that. Not top seven.
Oh, okay. I love the Looney Tunes, man. They were funny. Matter of fact, when I was in school, man, we used to run home to watch the Looney Tunes. That's how funny these guys were to us, man. And even though I didn't do any of this stuff, but those, if you were out there smoking or doing something like that, and then you watch the Looney Tunes, you'd be sitting there cracking up, man. But the Looney Tunes was definitely funny, and I used to watch them all the time, Looney Tunes. So that's my number two guy, the Looney Tunes.
Okay. So I'm going to go with the one that I thought about when I was talking about Justice League. And this one, and it made a comeback a couple of years ago. I think I saw it on Comedy Cartoon Network, Space Ghost. You remember that show?
Yeah,
I love some Space Ghost. In fact, I don't even remember exactly the plot line of it, but I know that was my show. And
Space Ghost was cool.
I could only watch it at my grandmother's house because she had cable and it didn't come on regular TV. I forget what it came on, but I could only watch it at my grandmother's house.
I think it was on one of the UHF channels.
Yeah. So.
I think it was on channel 29 when it was originally channel 29.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. So, but yeah, Space Ghost, that was a good one. Yeah, I'm impressed that you even brought that one up. Okay, that was a good one.
Yeah, Space Ghost, and then I'm gonna go with. I'm trying to think which one to say for my number. Okay, I'm gonna go with the Smurfs, and I used to love the Smurfs. Of course, my younger years, and I had at least 100 Smurfs collectibles. I was probably 6 or 7. Yeah, I'm sorry, not collect toys. Yep, I had I don't even know their names except for a Smurfette, Gargamel.
Papa Smurf.
All of them.
Yeah,
all of them.
Gargamel. Who else?
Brainy Bashful, Smurf. Yeah.
Bashful Smurf. Yeah. Yeah. They. Oh, see folks, I learned something new about my partner every week, you know.
Did you?
Now,
Smurfs are a classic.
Yeah, I didn't know that Smurf Leonard had Smurf as collectible, you know. So
Not collectibles, toys.
Oh, okay. Toys, okay.
Yeah.
Dials.
Really?
I bet you had a whole bunch of Smurfettes, didn't you? I bet you had quite a few Smurfettes.
Nah, I only had one of them.
Okay, all right. Wow. Smurfs were pretty cool, though. I mean, you know, them little blue guys, they used to get themselves in some little trouble, and, you know, they always figured out. You know, Papa Smurf was, of course, who they used to say Papa Smurf looked like. I forgot who they said looked like Papa Smurf. I can't remember, but it was some actor that they used to say looked like Papa Smurf in real life. So.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right. Well, that was your...
Yep. So that was my my last two.
Right there.
Well, I'm sorry. I have my one, my number one.
Okay, you want to go ahead and say it?
Yeah, I mean, I'll go ahead. Okay. I mean, whatever you want to do, Optimus Coker, you know, however you want to do it.
No, go ahead. All right.
So my number one is going to be Scooby Doo, and you know, I think that's just one of the greatest cartoons ever. And I'll tell you, it's so funny and maybe even corny for me as an adult, the Scooby Doo movies that came out. I love those too. Like, I will watch those all the time. My kids don't watch them with me anymore, but the Scooby-Doo movies I will watch. Not the cartoon one that recently came out, but the two that are like real life animated.
Okay. Yeah,
definitely watch those still to this day.
Okay. Now, folks, I mean, if you've been listening to our podcast for a while, you know that Leonard has some different type of taste.
Or Dave.
That was Leonard. That was
type of taste. All right, Dave, go ahead.
That was Leonard at his best talking about watching Scooby-Doo cartoon. Don't have a problem with watching Scooby-Doo movies, folks. Okay, all right. You know, and the kids not watching it with him. Okay, all right. Just saying. But Scooby-Doo was, you know, is one of those cartoons that is in the Hall of Fame. You know, because it was around for a long time. Everybody knew who Scooby-Doo was, so just keep that in mind. So, I don't know where he was going with the movies, but that's just me. That was your number one, right?
Yep, number one.
Your last one, I should say.
Yeah, last one.
My last one is sort of another version of something that you said earlier, which was you mentioned the Justice League. And I'm gonna say the Super Friends. You remember the Super Friends?
Nope.
Wow. Okay. All right. Nah,
well, I mean, you know, it sounds familiar. But...
It's the Justice League. It would be like Superman and Batman and those guys but they had these two friends that would hang out with them. That they were brother and sister. And remember, the thing was they would say, shape of a waterfall.
It does sound familiar.
Wonder Twin, and they were called the Wonder Twin. Wonder Twin powers activated. They would put their hands together, and that's what they returned it to the waterfall or whatever. You know, that was a cool show to be. I liked the Super Friends, and plus they would have little messages and little lessons on their show for the kids. And I always thought that they were pretty cool. So I put that, you know, I figured that I was either going to have, you know, I knew I was going to have the DC stuff, you know. I forgot about the Justice League, that you mentioned the Justice League. So, but I already had my Super Friends up there already. So,
okay.
But that was pretty cool. That was pretty cool. You mentioned the Justice League. So, but yeah, Super Friends, Wonder Twin Powers, activate, you know, so yeah. Remember they had the little monkey too?
It sounds familiar. I probably had to watch it again. Might have to look on YouTube.
Yeah, you go to YouTube, or I'm sure you'll be able to pull it up. But yeah, the Wonder Twins were really cool, you know. And yeah, you had Batman, yeah, you know, Superman, you had all of them, Green Lantern, all those guys. So that's our cartoon list. I was trying to think. Seemed like there was somebody I missed out on that I couldn't think of.
I say too late now. You got to just add it to Facebook.
Yeah, no, it seemed like I'm missing something. This seemed like I was missing out on somebody. Notice we didn't name any female. Oh, Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman had a cool cartoon too.
Yeah, there we go.
You know.
Yeah, Wonder Woman. I mean, you ain't name her though, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Okay, well, whatever. Okay, but anyway, that's our list of our favorite cartoons, folks. And I'm sure there's many more that everybody can name. Y'all know y'all probably sit there saying
a ton of,
but they didn't name this. They didn't name this. They didn't name that one. They didn't name this one. Of course, we didn't talk about, you know, some of the ones that are going on. What is it? The Griffins Peter Griffin, Family Guy,
The Simpsons,
South Park,
yeah,
The Simpsons that's been on for 30. You know, they've been on for 34 seasons.
And I remember when they.
I remember the first time they showed. Do you remember
me too,
they first?
Because I used to watch the Tracy Ullman show.
Yeah, I used to watch the Tracy Ullman, and it's funny because, you know, they asked her, was she bitter about the success of The Simpsons? You know, how it overtook her, you know, success. And she said no. She said that she was just, you know, I'm sure she got a part, maybe a little piece of the action, you know. But that, and you remember how they were drawn when they first showed up on there?
Real raggedy.
Completely different. Yeah. So, but 34 seasons they've been on.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's amazing. Yeah, so. And we also did name one other character. Been on for a long time. SpongeBob.
Oh, probably because I don't watch it.
Your kids watch it?
They used to. They don't watch it no more. Because they too grown now.
Oh,
yeah, Dave, you know how it
but
is.
But a lot of adults like SpongeBob. That's what's funny about SpongeBob. He has an adult phone.
Yeah, he does.
You know, so, yeah, so. But anyway, so there you go, folks. There you have it. We have listed all of our favorites, and then we threw some other ones in there, as well. If you have your own favorites, make sure you put them out there on our Facebook page. We like reading what you have to say. News and Trends with Dave and Len. And Len, I guess
We good? We ready?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Again, we want to thank everybody for tuning in, and we will catch y'all next time.
Tune in next week, ladies and gentlemen, for another edition of News and Trends with your hosts, Dave and Lynn.